Hello guys, welcome to my first podcast. I'm new to this, so we'll just see how this goes. I'm with my friend Heather Mash. I think that's how you pronounce it. I just wanted to try this out to see how I'd like it. So I knew it was free, so you could. So Heather, if you want to introduce yourself, you're welcome to.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Heather. I'm from New Jersey. And I first met Andrew at Rescue, so that's how we became friends.
All right.
I have a lot of dogs.
She has more dogs than I can probably count at that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You can answer these in any kind of order if you want. So the first question I have is, what was your first Rush concert?
Okay. My first Rush concert, that's actually a funny story. I had tickets to the Time Machine tour with my boyfriend. That would have been our first Rush show. And I had to dog sit for a friend's dog at my house. And I said, well, how hard could this be? You know, all the dogs got along. Well, this dog was absolutely crazy and tried to destroy my house, and you couldn't leave this dog alone. So my mother came down. She goes, there's absolutely no way you're going to this show and leaving me with this dog was probably going to wreck the house. So sadly, I had to cancel our Time Machine tour tickets, and we wound up not going, and I stayed behind to watch this dog. And the image that, you know, my boyfriend and I, we were just like, oh yeah, no, they'll go back on tour again or whatever. And little did we know that, one, they wouldn't play a lot of those same songs again, and two, that it would be the second to last tour that we saw them on, which was Clockwork Angels. We saw them in Newark. So that was my very first, like, in-person Rush show. And we were all the way up in the nosebleeds, but we were there, so.
Oh, that's awesome. My first show is, where was it? Time Machine in Austin. That was one summer. I didn't have very good seats back then, but, I mean, for the price you got, and for the first time to see them, you can't go wrong.
I was so mad. I was so mad I had to skip Time Machine tour, and I was like, this is terrible. But I have the DVD, and I have a t-shirt from the show, so I'm like, okay, well, that counts. I've seen them only 4.5 times. That Time Machine tour was the half. I made the effort, but I actually never got there.
That's funny, because that's the next question I was going to ask you, how many times you've seen them.
But yeah, I wish it was more than that. Yeah. When I was younger, I wasn't allowed to go to concerts by myself, so, you know, because I was young and stupid. So the first concert I actually went to by myself with my friends was back in 96, and it wasn't Rush. It was probably the furthest thing from. But so when I finally got money and got a job and started paying for shows myself, that's when I got to go see them.
Yeah.
So only four, but those four were absolutely fantastic, and I wouldn't trade those in for anything. Even though my seats could have been better, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I was there.
That's so many times I've seen them. So what's your favorite Rush moment or memory, I guess you could say?
You know what? To be honest, I loved RushCon because that came. I was lucky. I got to see. I was at the last RushCon.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2016 was a really, really terrible year. There was a very bad series of events. My mother died suddenly, and I kind of didn't know what to do. And I saw on Facebook that it would be the last RushCon, and I said I never went. I said let me go, and all my friends thought I was crazy because I really didn't know anybody, and they said, well, you're going up to Canada by yourself with your service dog, do this thing to see other people because you all like Rush. And I said, yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. And it turns out all those people that I sort of knew online turned into really amazing friends, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. I just, like, it's like we've known each other for years instead of just, you know, 2 years. It's like we've known each other for a much longer
time.
Because of this band, and mm-hmm. It was the most amazing thing. I was like, wow, everybody's so friendly. Like, it wasn't even, there's nothing bad about it.
Of course.
And actually, I found a friend at RushCon who used to show and breed dogs with me, and we drifted apart and we haven't seen each other in like 10 years until after the Time Stand Still movie premiere. She called out my name and I turned around and I saw her, and she's from New Jersey as well. So it was just like one of those moments that it's like, oh my gosh, I've seen people that I thought, you know, dropped off the face of the earth, and what a coincidence that they're here in Toronto.
Yeah.
And since then, I went to the Rush family reunion, which that was also fantastic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, RushCon 16 was definitely one of my favorite Rush moments because it was like a healing process for me. Mm-hmm. It was part of that. Like, I had to go by myself. I had to do this. So, and it turns out that that was probably one of the best decisions I ever made was to go there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I went to RushCon as well. It was good. I enjoyed it a lot. It was amazing and met so many cool people. And it's just going to a different country. I'm going to say this so many times, and this is very true. Up there, Canada is so different than here. You know, there's no crime or anything there. They have no guns that I know of. It's just sometimes I just wish.
It's very nice up there.
Sometimes I wish it was like that here with all the stuff we have here. But that would probably be my favorite moment. Would probably be RushCon and the family reunion, which I think I'm gonna probably say as well. I don't know if any of you guys know, but they're gonna be in a second family reunion, which was okay. So this year of June it was. I don't remember the exact dates it was. I don't remember exactly. I don't know if you do, Heather. I don't on the top of my head, but
It was sometime in June, that I remember, but that was really fun.
Yeah, it basically was the same thing as Rush. Well, I wouldn't say the same thing. It was its own thing, in a way. There's going to be another one in June, I think the 22nd and 23rd, hosted by Terry Rontz, Juan Rontz, and Donald Gazziola. Said his last name right this time. Sometimes I mix up my words, but I'm looking forward to it. It's since the New Year's about to be here within what next week or something, or not even, I don't know. But
I'm still counting down the days. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be.
The last one was great. This one's going to be just as good, if not better. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when I tried to call Heather with this, when I was on Messenger on my phone with this app, it wouldn't. The time wasn't going up, so I had to install Messenger on my tablet. I'm hoping you guys are hearing her well. It's got a little meter, like a little meter thing to tell you, I guess, how high it is. So I'm hoping it's well. So what would be your favorite album out of all the albums that they have?
Oh man! Oh my gosh! That's a tough one. I guess all of the above. Now, I'm going to go with the ones I listen the most rather than my favorites, because I love something from all of them. And it's so hard. But one of my favorite ones, I know a lot of people, they're here or there about 90s Rush, but I love Counterparts. That's probably the one I listen to the most is Counterparts. I really like that a lot. I listen to Signals a lot as well, because that came out the year I was born, so now you all know how old I am. They were on tour when they were actually on tour, on the Signals tour when I was born. So Signals is a special album for me, and Counterparts also is one of my favorites. Presto also has a lot of meaning for me in my life, because that album, especially a couple of the songs, that was one of the ones that literally saved my life. So that's why, you know, I owe everything. I'm here talking to you because of Presto. So you all could thank the band for making Presto, because that's why I'm still here. And so pretty much those are my top three, I will say. I love Moving Pictures as well, but that's like a given. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like always the pocket favorite.
Yeah, that's
Moving Pictures is it.
Yeah, Moving Pictures. As far as a favorite album for me goes, I mean, God, it's like there's so many. I mean, I really enjoy Permanent Waves, Jacob's Ladder, probably is one of my favorite songs on that album. And a lot of people say, oh, this album's bad. I don't judge their music. I mean, I may not have some albums I like up in the top to the bottom, but I listen to them all. I mean, a lot of people don't like, what's the album? Hold Your Fire, because it's like, not like a real rocky sound, or I don't know if that made sense, a rocking sound, but I like it. I mean, of course, people say the Time Stand Still music video is kind of stupid, or it is hilarious. I'm going to say that.
It's hilarious. I always say the Time Stand Still video, that's not special effects. They actually can fly. So, you know, that's it's one of those things. But, yeah, no, there's no bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
The
next question, you may have already said this when you were talking earlier, but what was your favorite tour out of all the tours you've seen them?
I only saw two tours, but I will say I loved R40, but there's the but. I loved R40, but it was bittersweet because you kind of knew it was the end. Clockwork Angels blew me away because I'm trained in the trumpet for orchestra band. I love classical music, and to see them perform some songs with the string ensemble, especially most of the Clockwork Angels album, that like blew the roof off for me. Plus, they also played The Pass, and again, like I said, that was, you know, that was at a time, again, that song saved my life. So that, between that and the string ensemble, I was happy as a clam. That was probably my favorite moment, was to see them perform some songs with the strings that I wouldn't hear before, like Dreamline, which is fantastic, with the string ensemble. So
yeah,
that's probably my favorite. Also, probably because it was the first time I saw them live. So it's kind of like everything is like new, and, you know, you're just taking it all in.
Yeah, of course. My favorite tour out of the ones I saw, which was, I almost said R30. I was a little too young for that, although I wish I could have saw it. Probably Clockwork Angels. I can't speak this evening. Sorry. Clockwork Angels. Probably because I was at the recording for the DVD. I don't know if you have that DVD itself, but I was...
Yes, I do. I was, which is pretty cool that you're... So you could say you're on a Rush Live album and a Rush Live DVD.
Yeah, I wasn't on the camera, but hey, at least I can say it was there. And,
yeah.
You know, so that was a pretty highlight moment. And then, that's just... that's pretty it. And then I have some off-topic questions, I thought, because, well, I mean, I don't know how long people want to go into this, but what other favorite bands you like besides Rush, you could say?
Okay, well, I love Iron Maiden, obviously. In fact, I've seen them more than I've seen Rush, and that's because, they're still touring, and two, I kind of follow them on tour, and I'm in the fan club there, so I always grab tickets. But, so, definitely Iron Maiden. I love a lot of music that other people might not like. I do like Dream Theater to a point. I like some songs of Dream Theater. Judas Priest is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Megadeth, Metallica. Anthrax was awesome. I've seen them a few times. They're great. And Slayer, but old Slayer, not new Slayer. I saw Metallica. I do like Metallica. I know that's everybody's, like, I'm sure everybody's groaning on Metallica. but that was one of the first bands as a teenager that, you know, my dad bought me a CD for. So that was cool. I also love Genesis. I grew up listening to Genesis. I grew up listening to Pink Floyd. So, and The Who. Those were, like, Genesis, Pink Floyd, The Who, and Rush were the things that were ingrained in my brain from when I was a child. So those are great. Also Motorhead. Motorhead's another favorite of mine. So my tastes kind of vary from like one spectrum to the other. Another band I really like is Cannibal Corpse. So again, it's pretty varied from one end to the other.
Yeah.
And another one I've seen a lot that I love is Apocalyptica.
Yeah, you told me.
Do you know who they are? They're Finnish cellists, and they play amazing music, and they're also one of the nicest people that I've met, so they're awesome. So go check them out.
Yeah, I mean, I like all those bands you named, and, you know, my first rock concert when I was, I don't know how old I was actually Oh, it was in Fort Worth at some baseball stadium. It was actually Def Leppard. At that time, I didn't like. At that time, I didn't like a lot of music. When it was that loud, I didn't like it. It was too loud, and I got used to it. Crazy how that happens. Never seen Metallica. I know they came here. I don't know, sometime in June or July, I think it was. But I'd like to see them maybe sometime. But so my next question is, this is something that I might ask everyone, but and this is something that no one will ever know until that comes to that point. But if you could ever meet any, if you could meet any member from the band, who would it be, and how do you think you would react if you'd meet someone from the band?
React, to be honest, because it ranges. If I run into somebody on the street, which I have, I live by New York City, so there's a lot of people, you know, that live and they work there, and they're on TV or whatever, and they walk around. Like, my mother literally walked into Tom Cruise one day, like, actually walked into him, and she didn't even, you know, she wasn't even paying attention. But, so it depends. Either you don't recognize them at all, or I'm led into, like, a room to meet them for, like, meet and greet, and I just get, like, all, like, smiley and giddy. I don't know how I would react to actually meeting Getty. I probably would be very quiet and I'd use my dog as a distraction because sometimes I clam up and I can't talk with people.
Yeah.
And it comes out, like, all gibberish.
That's
probably how I would react. But I would want to tell him thank you because, like I said before, if it wasn't for their music, I would not be here. I would be 6 feet under somewhere else. So I would be in a lot worse place than I would be now. So
yeah,
I would want to tell them thank you.
Mm-hmm. As far as
I've only cried meeting one person. I've only cried meeting one person, and it was David Duchovny. And that's when, you know, because I love David Duchovny since I was a kid. So I probably wouldn't cry. But I would be very quiet and, like, you know, very happy. And just I would just kind of shove the dog towards him. And he likes dogs. So shove the dog towards him.
Just so you guys know, she has a dog named after Getty, which is pretty awesome. I can't remember all the mixes of the dogs. I mean, you might as well tell them because I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, I show Cardigan Welsh Corgis, so I have a few. Now, the theme in my house, unless they come with a name that can't be changed, I kind of name them after, like, either songs or musicians or music. That's kind of, like, a theme. So I have Cece, which she's named after the song Cece Rider. It's an old like, blues song. And I have an Iggy Pop. And I have a Priscilla, because I used to have an Elvis, but he passed away. And then I have a Lizzie, named after Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm. And I have a Getty Lee. And the reason behind his name was when they were all puppies, and I'd just sit in the puppy room and I'd put on DVDs, I'd put on TV. So I just put on, like, Rush live DVDs and some live concerts, and I kind of crank the volume. They would get used to, like, you know, noises and stuff like that through the television. And every time I would turn on a Rush DVD, all the dogs would just kind of just, like, chill out. So I'm like, okay, we have something here. And they were born on Halloween. So all the names of the puppies were Halloween themed, and I chose Witch Hunt, which is its song of Moving Pictures. And so I said, well, we'll call him Getty. And he answers to it. He answers to a lot of things, so depending on what mood I'm in, depends on what I call him.
That's awesome. So my next question is, how long have you been a fan of Rush, would you say?
Since I was very young. Because my dad's been in a band since before I was born, and he still makes music now. So, and he plays bass. So any bass player, obviously, like you said, the Who was a big one. And the first time I heard Rush, I was young. And I was kind of in that stage where I was liking pop music and, like, you know, like what girly things do. And my dad was like, I'm not listening to this. So he put on Rush, and I heard Tom Sawyer, and I was just blown away. And I was like, wow, okay. And then, then, you know, as I got older, the more songs I discovered by them. So probably since I was like, I'm going to say like 7 or 8 years old, I was the fan of their music.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I would say, for me, I would say probably since I was maybe 15 or 14, maybe a little bit younger. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy how did I ever think this one band would mean so much to me? It's crazy. Like
I was a casual fan, and now it's just like everything kind of just like fate happened, and now I'm like, this band means so much to me. It means so much to a lot of people, and we're all together because of this. Because of three guys that wanted to play music. I think that's pretty cool.
It is, and I don't know how they have felt about it. I mean, I think they probably mentioned it before, you know, how did all these people, like us, we were so geeky back in the day, like I'm sure Getty has explained or something, but, and you know, people have always thought, Getty's voice sounded like a girl or something like that, which back in the day, I didn't really think that. It was more just like more like a high-pitched voice. I'm like thinking, when I heard like one of the first three albums, I'm thinking, okay, this is new. I've never heard this before. You know, it's just like one of those cool feelings. Let's see. I don't know what else to talk about. I think I'm probably going to end it here. It was great talking to you, Heather. I'm hoping the quality is good enough for you guys. If it's not that good, I can redo it some other time with her, and I can just hook up the Bluetooth to my Bluetooth speakers on my stereo system. It'll be better. But I didn't think this through because I didn't know how this app would work. So I'm hoping this turns out well for you guys. So, Heather, it was nice talking to you. So I hope to see you in June. So
yes, I'll see you in June. I'll be there.
All right, you guys. All right. Yep. See you guys on the next one, whenever that is.